All right, let's get into it. Drug pricing, TV ads, and transparency. It's part of a Spotlight 7 on the island this morning. That's right, transparency. If the price is equal or to or greater than $35 for a month's supply of the usual course of therapy, it's been bandied about. Very important step towards increasing transparency for patients. Here to talk about it is the regional director of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and that is Anthony Ferreri, Dr. Ferreri. We welcome you back to the airwaves right here on the island, LI News Radio, sir. Good to have you.
Morning, Jay. Thanks for having me.
It is a big story, no question. We talk about transparency as far as the drug trade, and this was an important step here. Tell us about it regarding these prescription drugs covered, by the way, by Medicare or Medicaid to include the list price. Very important. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. This is an anniversary of sorts. It was in May of 2018 that President Trump published his drug pricing blueprint. And since that time, in that 12-month period, since that time, we've seen generic approvals resulting in $26 billion in savings. We've seen the first decrease in a measure of drug price inflation in 46 years, and we've seen 57% fewer increase of branded drugs year over year. And finally, we've seen the elimination of the gag rule that's been placed on pharmacies and pharmacists to participate in certain networks that they couldn't disclose to their patients that it might be cheaper for them to pay a copay out of pocket, pay for a drug out of pocket, than pay a higher copay for a drug. So this is what we've seen so far. And now the administration has finalized a rule requiring drug companies to begin disclosing drug prices in their TV commercials come this July.
Thank goodness. I mean, it's about time, doctor, that, you know, equipped now with information on these prescription drug prices. I mean, think about it now, folks. You will be better able to make informed decisions and demand value from these pharmaceutical companies where we have not seen that before. That's why I think it's a very important step here, Dr. Ferreri.
Oh, absolutely. And if, you know, we all have seen the commercials on television where they talk about the efficacy of a particular drug, and then they give you all of the warnings regarding side effects. But when you, as the consumer or the patient or the viewer, when you're watching this TV ad, you really don't have any idea how much that drug is going to cost and how much is going to come out of your pocket. In fact, the physician, in most cases, doesn't know either. So when a patient sees a commercial, goes to his doctor and says, I'm trying this drug, how about we try this one? I've seen it on TV. The physician may know about the efficacy of the drug, but has no idea what the list price of the drug is. So this is not only informing the consumer, it's informing the physician.
Think about it. I mean, folks, up until now, drug companies, Anthony, were required to disclose the major side effects, right? A drug can actually have, but not the effect that buying the drug could actually have on your wallet. And, you know, when you think about this, to have gone on, so, see, this is where, you know, you don't get this type of information regarding the President of the United States and Donald Trump, because he's been working on this for a while, and that to bring down these prescription drug prices. So think about it. You know, again, companies were required to disclose the side effects, but not the effect that buying it could have as far as your bank account was concerned. And when you think about it, you know, listen, it's about transparency, and patients deserve more of this. And obviously, the administration is delivering on it as we speak.
Absolutely is. And we're very proud of what's been done. But we're most proud of the fact that we're actually helping people. We're helping Americans who have to deal with the high cost of drugs, high cost of health insurance. We are helping those Americans who have to pay for the drugs that they receive. And a lot of people who complain, or the industry, the pharmaceutical industry, is complaining about having to list their prices because they say that they're afraid that patients, if they see the high cost of drugs, they might not seek out a drug that could be very effective to treat them. Well, Secretary Alex Azar, Secretary of Health and Human Services, has said, well, if you're worried about the cost of drugs keeping people away from buying your drugs, then lower the price of your drugs.
And you bring up Acer, and I remember, I think it was last year, right around this time where you had the president and the secretary introducing this American Patients First, you know, this blueprint to really bring down these prescription drug prices, Dr. Ferrari, and really kind of laid out a couple of strategies for solving the problems that patients face. You know, the competition, we know, the boosting of the competition, enhancing the negotiation process, creating incentives for lower list prices, and really just kind of bringing down out-of-pocket costs. So, you know, it's nice to see that this has finally come to fruition. You don't hear a lot about the good things, unfortunately, like I said, that the administration does, but now we're starting to see the fruits being bared here.
Absolutely. And we're not hearing a lot about what's being done in healthcare, or very little about what's being done in healthcare. And Secretary Azar has introduced his four priorities. And those priorities are to bring down the cost of prescription drugs, to deal with the opioid crisis, to deal with the cost of health insurance, and a transformation to value-based care, paying for outcomes of the patients. So these are four priorities that don't get a lot of attention, but our job is to make sure that people are made aware. I think it was Cy Sims who said an educated consumer is our best customer.
And you know what? You want to know something? You bring that up, it brings me back to the old days. Believe it or not, Dr. Ferrari, I did work at Sims department store. I did. I'm not kidding. An educated consumer is our best customer. That's I worked in the Roslyn location. Just a little bit of point of reference right there. So we're talking with Dr. Anthony Ferrari. We're talking about transparency, these drug prices. List prices matter so much to all of us. Many of patients either pay the list price or prices based on the list price. And, you know, you're talking, doctor, you know, for the, what, 47% of Americans who have the high deductible health insurance plans, the price they see in ads is essentially, right, until they actually meet their deductible, right?
That's correct. So they do pay. The drug companies will say that the list price really has no effect on the consumer, on the patient, but in actuality it does, especially for those people who have deductibles. Their payments are based on the list price.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And, you know, you look at the all-important, you know, we love our seniors, and all seniors on this, you know, we keep hearing about Medicare Part D have co-insurance for certain types of drugs, and you know what that means? Their out-of-pocket expenses are calculated as a share of list price. So list prices are also, you know, what patients pay, and that if a drug is not on their insurance formulary, pretty much, you know. And so that's why you have to pay attention. You know, it's Medicare Part D, very important here as well.
Absolutely. List prices do matter.
Incredible stuff. Good stuff. And I tell you, it took a long time, but, you know, we're starting to see what would be the overall next step as far as the industry is concerned, Dr. Anthony Ferrari? What are we to see to come out? Any nuances involved here within the plans?
What we're seeing and what the plan is now, the secretary is working on a proposed system to replace the system of backdoor rebates with discounts going to the patient. Rather than to the drug companies or the insurance companies or the pharmacies. So currently we have a system of rebates that are all negotiated by a middleman, if you will, negotiated, and a bonus or a rebate is provided back to the negotiators. So if you see the price, list price of a drug go up under the current system, there are percentage rebates based on the higher list price. So it's in the interest of the people involved to keep raising the list price. So what Secretary Azar is doing is taking a look at this system and saying that if there are any rebates coming out of negotiations, those rebates should go to the consumer.
It's incredible. Very important stuff. A minute or two left. Dr. Anthony Ferrari with us, Regional Director of Health and Human Services. Doctor, what about the pharmaceutical companies themselves? You know, they're on alert right now. You know, we have seen already bits and pieces. We know about the opioid crisis happening within this country at present time. We know about the Sackler family, oxycodone. I'll tell you, a lot of them under the scope right now. What about the emphasis going forward? You know, it's almost like buyer beware. Well, you know what? Pharmaceutical companies, beware. What about the emphasis on that going forward?
Well, there's very strong emphasis. As I said, the opioid crisis is one of the Secretary's four priorities. And our studies show, and this is from HHS, our studies show that four out of every five new heroin users began misusing prescription drugs. So there is a genesis here. In the beginnings of the opioid crisis that we're seeing here today, there is a start with the prescription drugs. Now, there are a lot of measures going on a statewide basis, state by state, local community by local community, to basically put in place voluntary systems where physicians will follow best practices in terms of prescribing opioids. So we have seen a decrease or a leveling off of overdose deaths due to opioids, prescription drug opioids, but we're seeing a sharp increase in overdose deaths related to synthetic opioids like fentanyl, which are coming into the country illegally.
No question. No question about it. So this was a very, very important first step. And folks, just to recap, now they're requiring, you know, your direct-to-consumer TV advertisements we all see for prescription pharmaceuticals covered by Medicare or Medicaid, and that to include the list price, the wholesale acquisition cost. In other words, if that price is equal to or greater than $35 for a month's supply or the usual course of therapy. So, you know, think about it now, requiring this inclusion of drugs list prices in those ads, and that is a huge step and really the most significant step any administration, Dr. Ferrari, I can remember, any administration has taken toward a very simple commitment. And that is that patients need to know, we need to know, the prices of the health care that they receive. I mean, that's the bottom line.
And yes, it is. And the course of treatment, the range runs from $535 a month to $11,000 a month. So this isn't about a $20 or a $35 or a $50 out-of-pocket expense. For many, many Americans, this is a significant cost of health care.
No question. No question. Doctor, great information, and hopefully we'll talk again soon. Good first step here, though.
Thanks for having me on again, Jay. I truly appreciate it.